You're listening to 90.3 Near FM. It's Northside Today. Johnny Holmes here, and that was George Harrison. Got My Mind Set on You. Now, Mars on a Mission, they're a group of almost over 1,000 women on social media. They're organising a huge nationwide toy appeal for children in need this Christmas. And I'm now joined by Tracy Sweeney from the organisation to tell us more about it. Good morning, Tracy, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. First of all, Tracy, I have to say, this is all a wonderful idea, isn't it? To think that, you know, there are children in this country waking up to no toys on Christmas morning, it's quite heartbreaking. And well done to all of you helping to change all of that. So tell us about how it works and the various drop-off points and dates and so on.
Okay, perfect, Johnny. Yeah, you're right, it is. It's absolutely heartbreaking to think that children are going to wake up with nothing on Christmas morning, or even very little. So basically how it works is we have a list of drop-off points around the country. We have tried to work one into every county. So we have approximately 35 drop-off points. They're usually one in every county. Some counties that are quite big have two drop-off points. And the plan is on the 16th of November, we have teams of volunteers who will be at these drop-off points collecting donations from the people in their county. So people are going to drop toys to these drop-off points. It's not just toys, it's vouchers as well for teenagers. And our volunteers will take them, add them to our list and put them into our vans. Our vans will then take these back to Nesta Storage in Dean's Grange Business Park, where from there they will be given to various charities. So basically what we're doing is we're providing toys and donations to over 100 charities around the country for Christmas this year to support all of their charities and help the children in need.
All right.
And that will be the 16th of November from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's 3 hours.
Right. May I ask you just to clarify the age range of the gifts?
Yes. So what we have is we've got from 0 to 3 years, 3 to 6 years, 6 to 9 years, 9 to 12 years, and then 12 years plus would be teens. So obviously 0 to 3 years, you know, it's quite different. So that's why we ask everybody to put things into gift bags. And so it's pink or blue gift bags, and it's not just down to gender. It's just more of a time saver for us when we're going through them to give to charities. We know what would make an even amount to go to each charity. And then obviously the age ranges are just for age-appropriate toys.
Yes,
we'll also be accepting sensory toys and developmental toys for children with any additional needs.
And no gift wrapping is required here. It just
no
makes it more confusing.
At all.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'd have to open it and see what they are before giving them to charities, so we know that everything is evenly dispersed.
Okay, and if anybody is posting, they should place the present in a gift bag as well, though. That's very important, isn't it?
In a gift bag, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have vouchers for teenagers. They can be posted.
They can be posted to Nesta Storage. So the address for that is actually on the poster, but it's Nesta Storage, DMG House, Dean's Grange Business Park, Dean's Grange, Dublin 18. And the vouchers, we're recommending, say, Offer One vouchers or GameStop, the kind of stuff that there's so many women around the country who have teenagers and kids that are kind of 12, 13, 14, and they know themselves what vouchers, their own kids. So we're recommending to just buy what you feel is best, rather than buying vouchers for beauticians and stuff. We've had questions like that, but we're saying One For All and GameStop are probably the best way to go.
Okay, and whilst anybody can spend anything they like, there is a budget recommended of €20 per gift.
We're saying maximum to spend is €20 per gift. Of course, you can spend whatever you like, and obviously there are toys out there that you can get for the price of a tenner. Buy the one for the tenner. That's absolutely no problem. We're just saying try not to go over €20 because we don't want to be putting pressure on people as well. We
yes,
don't want
course.
Anyone to feel too much pressure to donate.
Okay. So the first drop-off date is 16th of November from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. as you mentioned already. That's Saturday
yes.
week. And the last and final drop-off, in fact, is 22nd of November?
No. So the 22nd, what's happening then is all of the donations will be in the warehouse that Nesta have kindly offered for us to use to store all of the donations and toys. So what we will do then is we have another team of volunteers that will come and help us organise all of them to get ready to be taken to the charities. So that's what's happening on that date. So there is only one drop-off date, and that is the 16th of November. But for people who are posting, they have been able to post to our storage unit since the 1st of November. And we've been in touch with the lady who is running the storage unit for us, and she said we've been getting posts since last week. So
okay.
That's amazing.
Gotcha. And the list of locations for drop-off, they're all shown on the Mass on a Mission Facebook page, if anybody's
unsure. They're
all on
the Facebook page, all on the posters. There's so many, it would take me a while to go through them all with you now. But there's one in every county, and I think at this point most people know exactly where their closest drop-off point is.
Okay. So, and in some counties there are two, and the main one in Dublin is Deans Grange. Where exactly in Deans Grange is it?
Deans Grange is the storage unit, but it's not an actual drop-off point. It's the Nesta Storage DMG house in Deans Grange. Our main drop-off points in Dublin are Papal Cross, Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. And the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre is the one that all the admin will be at on the morning of the drop-off. And every drop-off point, every team of volunteers we have, they're all a great bunch of ladies. They've all got something planned. They've got Santa hats, Christmas t-shirts, Christmas jumpers, face painting for children. Some have gotten a Santa to come and hand out lollies and sweets and treats to the children that will show up. It's amazing. They're pulling together so well, and they're all making this a day to remember.
Okay, so the idea is to pop your gift, as we all mentioned already, in either a blue or pink bag, depending on the gender, but it's also important to write the age category on a tag. Wouldn't that be right?
Very important, yeah.
Okay, and it's also possible to donate to the GoFundMe.
We have a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
It was funny, we had a few messages from people who were living abroad, actually, from Ireland, and they wanted to donate, and they were suggesting to set up a GoFundMe. So we decided after a couple of weeks into this, okay, we'll set one up and we'll put a goal for €2,000 and maybe we'll reach it. And it's actually exceeded over €15,500.
Okay.
So that is doing fantastically.
And just for the sake of our listeners, where can they find the GoFundMe page?
The GoFundMe page, if you actually go onto Google and just Google it, the GoFundMe link will come up. It's also all over the Mass on a Mission Facebook page. People have been sharing it, businesses, social media influencers. We've had so many people share it, and it's really easy to find.
And actually, so far, the GoFundMe has already reached €5,000 plus, hasn't it?
It's €15,500 now.
Wow, it's gone up again. That's astronomical. That's absolutely fantastic. So you're all hoping to collect new today's work in excess of €20,000 overall, and you've almost reached that at this point, which is great.
Yeah,
and that's going to be donated to the various charities, refuges and hospitals all over the country, as you mentioned already. Is there an issue with transport? Is help needed in that particular area?
No, not at the moment. Suzanne Burke is the owner of the Mass on a Mission Facebook group, and she has been in touch with, I won't give their name just yet because she's talking to them about final details, but she has organised so far a fleet of vans that are willing to volunteer their time and their services to come out to the collection points and to pick up all of the donations and take them back to the warehouse, and then furthermore to bring them back to the charities that they're going to. So they've been amazing, and Nesta has been amazing, and we just can't believe we're overwhelmed with all of the generosity offered to this. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yes, I can only imagine. Tell us about Mass on a Mission group and how and when it was set up and how it's all going.
Well, Suzanne set up Mass on a Mission group of March this year. So it's only been around a few months. It's still a baby. It's Suzanne's baby. And of course, 100,000 women, you've got 100,000 different opinions, 100,000 different personalities, and you get your drama and you get your support. And, you know, it's a massive support system for women out there who need it. And we run an anon page, so people will send in anonymous posts to myself and Suzanne and the other admin, and we can post on their behalf. And it's women from literally all walks of life who are going through stuff that they are struggling with, and they get so much support off the other women in the page. It's absolutely unbelievable. Sometimes it would just bring tears to your eyes because you think you're not alone in this, and some of these women have nobody to turn to, and the page just seems to bring it all together. Now, with that, of course, we have so much fun and there's so much crack, and obviously you get your little bits of drama, but it's like one massive family platform.
Yes.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yes, and just to add to that, I think many women in the group, they've actually experienced homelessness themselves, difficulty in affording rent, facing eviction, and some with children in long-term hospital treatment as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Suzanne Burke, she's founder of the group, and she was initially inspired, we believe, to start up this after seeing a five-year-old boy pictured on the streets eating his dinner from a cardboard.
Well, actually, she had, how the appeal came around was, we were actually just in our admin group chat one night. There's eight of us in there, and we were just chatting, and at this point I think the group only had about 60,000 members, and Suzanne said one night, like, girls, the group is really, really growing. You know, with something this big, we could really do something good. And we were kind of throwing ideas around, and Suzanne said, what about, you know, donating toys? And then that turned into, girls, what about a national toy appeal? And all of a sudden, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And we've had so much publicity, and we never thought it would reach this height, but it has. And then Suzanne was actually in touch with the woman who works with that little boy, Sam. And this was a few weeks into the appeal, and Suzanne, this woman had said to Suzanne, she is one of our charities that will be accepting donations. She runs a charity and she will be accepting donations. And she said that Sam is one of the kids that will be helped. And this was just amazing news to hear, especially because that picture of Sam was all over the internet. It was all over the news. And I think everyone felt it. It was really, really emotional. And to know that kids like Sam and Sam himself are going to be helped, it just makes it real. And it's such an eye-opener.
Absolutely.
And that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And another very sad case was for a woman who lost her daughter, Millie, from a serious infection 3 years ago. And she's now one of the volunteers, in fact. Just tell us a little bit about the story behind that.
Gosh, this was actually, she was in our video. And this was such a sad situation. And I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not my story to tell.
Yes, of course.
But it was very, very sad. And she had just been inspired. And she is buying a toy and donating and volunteering in memory of her daughter. And it's just such a lovely gesture, and she's so strong, and I don't know how she holds so much strength. And there's so many more women in her position that are doing the same thing, and they deserve the world of luck and the world of credit, because I don't know where they find their strength every day, and I can't even imagine what they're going through. And to be able to then think of other children and do this in memory of their own children that they have lost is just astounding to me. Absolutely astounding.
Very sad. And if anybody wants to check out everything, it's all on your Facebook page. If you'd like,
it's
just mention the link for our listeners, or they just, if they put in Maz on a mission, will it come up?
Maz on a mission.
Okay.
It will. And there's another page, Maz on a mission, a non-page only. And everything on that page is public. So they can see all of our links, all of our information, everything is on that page as well.
Right, so we leave it at that, Tracy, unless of course there's anything else you'd like to add.
No, that's everything, Johnny. That's everything I think we've covered.
Well, Tracy, thanks very much again for joining us today, and good luck with the Christmas toy appeal, and all the very best to you, and take care.
Thank you, Johnny. Bye.
All the best. Bye-bye. Now, that was Tracy Sweeney. She was talking about the Christmas toy appeal 2019 and about Maz on a mission.